In the third chapter of the book of James, verse 8, James says that the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Some commentators understand this verse to mean that means that no man cannot control the tongue of another. However, the entire context seems to show clearly that James is speaking of self-control. No man can tame his own tongue because its motivation to evil comes from a powerful impulse, not of his own choosing. The tongue is set on fire of hell. Language is the expressions of man's thoughts and a revelation as to whether he is dominated by self-will or by obedience to the will of God. A double-talking tongue is as foreign to a Christian as a fresh and saltwater spring or a fig tree bearing olives. The readers, no doubt, still follow the Jewish custom of adding, "Blessed be he," whenever they name God. This was an appropriate expression of reverence for early Christians. Yet what had happened among them? Forgetting our Lord's second commandment, to love thy neighbor as thyself, and provoked by anger, they were cursing their fellow man, who are made in the image of God. Such a contradiction in conduct is as unnatural as it is immoral. No one visiting salt springs, such as those found near the Dead Sea, would expect to find salt water and fresh water coming from the same source. The orchard and the vineyard teaches the same truth. As is the root, so be the fruit. Jesus reminded his hearers that men do not gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles. James is echoing this same truth when he says, Can the fig tree bear olive berries, or can a vine bear figs? And when James declared that these things ought not to be in followers of Christ, he knows that there is a solution to the unnatural condition and this moral confusion. That solution is found in the wisdom that is from above. It is found in the freedom from double-mindedness that comes when a man asks in faith, nothing wavering. James is speaking the truth when he says that no man can tame his own tongue, but God can do it. Jesus asked the question in Matthew chapter 12, "How can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. A good man, out of the good treasures of his heart, brings forth good things, and an evil man, out of the evil treasures, brings forth evil things." And then again in Matthew 23, Jesus said, "Clean first that which is within, that the outside may be clean also." My friend, you will find that when the inner life is cleansed and controlled by the Holy Spirit, the Christian speech can be disciplined in ways that are pleasing to God. The tongue, unruly though it be, is in the mouth, and God can give grace to close the mouth when it ought to be closed. The Christian who is Christian in his speech is fully pleasing to God. He is a mature Christian in the sense that Jesus commanded his disciples to use straightforward speech and then said, "Be ye perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect." In the light of this truth, a Christian can only join in the prayer of the psalmist, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer." If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.